Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Atitula.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell.
Rock. Jingle keep singing.
No.
Do it. Why not?
I'm not a singer. And I don't know all the words like that. I know the Jingle Bell Rock song. I mean, part, but, you know.
The best way to spread Christmas cheer...
Oh, is to sing?
...is singing loud for all to hear.
Oh, my goodness.
Haven't you watched Elf? That's a quote from Elf. By the way... Shout out to the Houston Texans who did something I thought that was very amusing on Saturday if you were in the press box at NRG Stadium. So at halftime, they had some food for you to eat. They also had a spaghetti bar, and it had marinara sauce and meatballs on it.
Okay.
But they also...
Fancy spread.
Just like in the movie Elf, to the side, they had like sugar candy and other things that if you wanted to...
Oh, goodness.
You could have put it on. I thought about trying it.
You didn't do it.
I didn't do it. I thought about trying it, though. I didn't do it.
That's so cool, though.
Should have went for it.
Maple syrup on your spaghetti?
Oh, my God.
What's wrong with that? You look at that as if I'm some sort of barbarian who's bringing up the idea.
You sound like one.
I'm just doing what was done in the movie.
I get it.
There's millions of kids who have probably done this because Will Ferrell in the movie Elf did that. He had...
I guess it's not that bad.
Pasta with candy on it.
That just sounds crazy.
I don't know, man. I just feel like that'd be just way too sweet.
That's just... Yeah, it's a lot.
What's wrong with that?
I'm not... I like sweet...
Instant things, diabetes.
So, yeah, that's... I didn't want to say it, but yeah.
So Wilford
yeah,
there you go. Ad.
Hey.
Got diabetes. You got diabetes, Colin. Diabetes.
Sorry.
Chris, you got diabetes too. You can't have the pasta with the maple syrup.
The pasta with the
maple syrup. Those are the diabetes.
The maple syrup.
Sorry, guys. We're not trying to belittle our diabetes.
No.
Audience.
It runs in both sides of my family, so.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, you know. One of the things I gotta watch out for.
I've got the best metabolism ever. Shout out to my mom.
Right.
Lowest blood pressure ever. Shout out to my mom. I got a couple of perks where I can't
goodness
do all
gracious.
This stuff. Anyway, you're in the loop. I'm Paul Gallant. He is Chris Partee. We are sitting in for John and Reggie on this Christmas Eve. Merry Christmas Eve. A lump of coal in the stocking of the Houston Rockets for last night's performance.
Damn, like that?
Yeah, a lump of coal.
A lump of coal?
They deserve it. They deserve a lump of coal.
They deserved a lump of coal. I don't know about how many people have actually gotten a lump of coal for Christmas, by the way. Now, again, you got to keep on your mind your P's and Q's. Because Santa's watching you, you know, he always knows.
Is he?
But
he knows where you're sleeping.
How often does coal get given out? Do people actually do that? These are your confessions, lunchtime confessions. Have you ever given your child, like as a joke? Because Santa's still going to come.
I think some prankster out there has. Someone's done that.
Someone's got
Someone's
it.
Done it.
My mom and dad pranked me when I was
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. No.
With coal?
Yeah.
Really?
But it wasn't actually Christmas. It was like a couple of days before. Like, oh,
I mean, it's still Christmas time.
Yeah.
That counts.
He's already come by. Look, he's not coming by the house now.
How old were you?
I was probably like 10 or 11.
So I'm sure you remember your reaction. What was your reaction to that?
I was started to cry.
Are you serious? You did not cry. Did you really cry?
I think I did.
I
just remember getting pranked by it.
Damn.
Looks like Christmas is ruined.
But then they're like, just kidding. Santa didn't come by. He'll be coming by. And I was like, oh, okay, good.
I don't know your parents, but I love them.
Nah, they're awesome. My mom and dad are awesome.
I do. I just. Hey, that's so cold blooded, but I love it. Not that you cried, but I love it that
it's funny that I cried, Chris.
A little bit.
713-572-4610. Have you ever pranked your kids on Christmas
Day? I'm messing
with
you, Colin. I'm messing with you.
Well, there's some people you'll give them a controller or you'll give them a box that makes them think that they're about to get whatever the IT video game console of the time is, whether it's an N64 back in the day or today, whatever.
Okay, they weren't that cold-blooded.
The kids are getting... That is mean. Inbounds or out of bounds, pretending you're the Grinch, dressing up as the Grinch when your children are toddler age and taking some of the presents out and then just leaving.
I've seen those videos.
I've seen them too. They are funny.
I love it.
But it's funny when it's not your kids, right?
See, I don't have kids, so I love it.
I don't either. I love it too.
I love it.
There's a part of me that wants to try it.
You know what? Moments like that build character.
They do build character.
They show children how to get through adversity. Those are adverse times.
Right. So the lesson there is, hey, the Grinch just came and stole gifts.
And walked out with our gifts.
Right. So the lesson is, okay, in some households, the lesson might be a little bit more of a strict lesson when it comes to people breaking into your home.
It's true.
But at the very least, if a Grinch breaks into your house, tell your child to call the cops. 911. You know?
Find daddy's gun. I mean, I don't know. But okay, no.
Don't
no,
do that.
Don't do that.
We don't want it.
Don't do that. We don't want you to do that.
A Red Ryder BB gun extended edition version.
Paintball gun, whatever. We don't want
that. No eye shooting out.
DLC extended edition.
Yeah, DLC extended edition.
We don't need any of that. Sorry.
It is Christmas Eve, everybody. We hope that you're having fun with us. The Rockets get a lump of coal. The Texans offense gets a lump of coal.
Damn.
Well, they do.
This is not a very jolly Christmas.
What am
Eve.
I supposed to do?
I'm just saying, it's not a very jolly.
All right.
You're giving out lumps of coal to everybody.
Make my heart grow three sizes. Someone, make my heart grow three sizes.
The Rockets could bounce back tomorrow on Christmas.
Against the Lakers.
And beat the Lakers.
That's true.
So then you have to take back that lump of coal you gave them.
That would be amazing.
Or they give it to you. I don't know. I don't know how that works.
If the Rockets beat the Lakers tomorrow, yeah, I'll take the lump of coal back. I hate the Lakers. So, I can't stand them.
So it is going to be a tougher assignment for the Rockets because I did see it on the ESPN that Luka Doncic is expected to play.
Of course he is. It's Christmas.
Well, we've seen in the past the best players of the league sit in primetime games.
Yeah.
Is LeBron going to play?
I was going to say, is LeBron playing tomorrow?
I have my doubts.
Is he good for sitting out sometimes?
I think so. And maybe Bronny sits out as well. We're going to have our own separate family/teammate Christmas dinner away from the squad.
Away from the team.
Yeah, because LeBron, very team-first guy, as everyone knows.
LeBron James.
Anywho, that would be a way to make my heart grow three sizes. How can Houston sports make my heart grow three sizes? Can the Houston Texans give me a good old-fashioned 40 burger?
Woo!
If not a 30 burger against the Chargers, who have a pretty good defense. They got pass rushers who can get after the quarterback. They have, offensively, a team that could theoretically get in a shootout with you, though against this Texans defense, that seems hard-pressed to happen. I don't think they're going to run the football for a lot. Can we get another big-time performance from C.J. Stroud, like he had this year against the Ravens, the 49ers, and the Cardinals?
Yeah, I was going to say, they've dropped 40 twice this year and more than 35 three times. The Texans have. So, I don't know. It might be asking a lot to drop a 40 burger this week.
It would be asking a lot. I'll take the lump of coal out of the Texans offense's stocking.
Now, when you say drop a 40 burger, you're just saying as a team, not necessarily that the offense, because the defense can also score points.
Oh, yeah?
Maybe the defense gives you 14. That's asking a lot, too. But I'm just saying, the defense could give you some points, too.
It could.
Yeah.
It could.
Now, if you're expecting it just from the offense, then yeah, probably not.
They did score.
It's rough.
They did score on Sunday with the Derek Stingley pick six.
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember if the Texans defense scored in the Texans-Chargers playoff game last year, which the Texans won 32-12. Off the top of my head, I don't know, and we would get help from the text line, but apparently I need to. Now Chris needs to complete his
module. We're still figuring that out.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Are y'all doing the training right now?
Yes.
And by I'm going to do it later.
By doing the training, I just had it playing on my computer.
Gangster.
Well, it's not gangster. It's gangster. Just like, hey, listen, I'm doing a show, and I need text line access.
And I...
This person was being a little bit of a Nazi.
That's multitasking.
This person was being Ebenezer Scrooge on Christmas Eve. It's like, give me the present of text line access so that I can give back to.
I mean, yeah, we basically got held up.
We literally got held up.
We got held up.
And she just actuallyed me. It was like, I just completed the modules. Give me access. Well, Chris hasn't either. I was like, because I CC'd him on this ticket. What is going on?
That was the mistake right there, though.
Engineering
people.
It sounded like she was going to give you yours. She said, I need to finish mine.
She didn't give me mine.
She didn't give it to
you
yet?
I said, I'm done.
Oh, my goodness.
I said, I'm done. She's like, well, actually, Chris needs to, too. It's like, well, if I hadn't put Chris on this ticket, would I need to at all? Probably not.
Oh, my goodness.
Lump of coal in her stocking. I'll give her credit. She's working hard on Christmas Eve. She's working hard on Christmas Eve. So I'm trying to be positive.
Oh, my Lord.
That made my heart grow 3 sizes today. She's working hard. Anyway, sorry. I'm self-aggrandizing here a little bit. So, other things in Houston sports that can make our heart grow 3 sizes today. 713-572-4610. We'd read the text, but we can't. The Astros making a big-time trade. Make another one. Make another one. You got Mike Burrows. Great.
Yeah.
Team control. For a few years as a pitcher, you need that. You don't have a lot of depth in your rotation. I imagine Framber Valdez is going to sign elsewhere over the next couple of months. Let's make another thing happen. Jim Crane. The window's always open, right? Well, can you be a rich, fancy pants Santa Claus one more time and give me all the presents? Give me Justin Verlander again. I don't care. Make my heart grow 3 sizes.
Give you something.
Yeah.
Give you something. Yeah, they haven't done much.
It's a little something. Yeah,
they haven't done much. It's off season. But, I mean, they have time.
Yeah.
It's not like there's a deadline that they need to meet to, you know, bring anybody in right now.
No, so. I'm giving him a deadline today.
I want it now. You're definitely out of luck. You're SOL on that, buddy.
I want it in the next 47 minutes, okay?
Oh, yeah. Good luck with that. Christmas Eve? Yeah, right.
So like, when do we get to a point, though, where it is starting to become, like, okay?
Too late?
Yes.
Well, they're in a tricky spot because everyone knows they have too many infielders, and they need to move one of them. The one that's probably going to get them the biggest bang for their buck is Isak Paredes, who you don't want to trade because he's so perfect for the Crawford boxes. But no one wants Christian Walker. That was a mistake, signing him to the deal that you signed him to. Maybe he's better next season. Hopefully he's better next season, but I don't really see it happening. So you have to find a way to get the most bang for your buck. You do need to make some more moves. You have an asset. You just have too many players to play in the infield right now. So... I hate to say it, but I think I'm pushing for an Isak Paredes trade.
Really?
They need arms.
That's what you're pushing for.
They need more pitching. They need more depth. And you sign Paredes to this deal. There are teams who would want him. That's the guy who's going to get you the most bang for your buck. A lot of these other guys, you're just getting prospects back in return for them. And that's the lottery.
Yeah, the Astros, they need guys that can come in and arms, I should say, that can come in and contribute immediately. Not 3 years from now.
Right,
so,
exactly.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
I get it.
We'll see what happens.
I get it.
Make our heart throw grease. Make our heart grow 3
there
sizes.
You go.
Come on, guys. He is Chris Barty. I'm Paul Gallant. Colin Neal in for Figgy Fig. We're sitting in for John, Reggie, and Figgy Fig on this Christmas Eve. 713-572-4610 is how you call. We would say how you text, but we can't get access. On YouTube. At Sports Radio 610 Houston on Twitch at 610 Houston.
He's very salty right now.
I'm just annoyed.
Oh, I understand.
I understand too.
This is a dumb thing in the way. It's training for things that I never actually do as an on-air host. I'm the talent. I'm the star. Who's a substitute star, but he's a star nonetheless. Still a star nonetheless.
Damn it.
Up next, Figgy's mixtape where we look at the Chargers. The Chargers did something horrible to a Dallas Cowboy this past week. We'll detail you on that and more. Stick around.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Pass the aux cord and crank up the volume. Figgy Figs in the driver's seat. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. It's time for Figgy's Mixtape on Sports Radio 610.
Oh, yeah. It's your boy, DJ Pauly G.
I like that.
Gabs are here. Gabs are here. Mixtape's here.
I'm trying to be DJ Pauly D. For just a moment, I was. Minus the tan. The man is quite tan. He's a successful DJ, by the way.
Yeah.
Pauly D from the Jersey Shore.
Oh, yeah.
Shout out to him. Jersey Shore, the only reality TV show that I've ever actually gotten into.
Goodness.
First one, and it will be the last.
The last.
Apologies to my strong, powerful, independent woman girlfriend, but there's no way in hell I am joining her to watch the Real Housewives of... whatever, Paducah, Iowa. Well,
you just brought up another confession of mine.
Yeah.
At one point, I got into like the Real Housewives of Jersey or whatever. It was years ago.
Because Jersey people are fun. They're fun.
It was one of those. It was one of those East Coast ones.
Bless their
heart. It was weird.
So I saw a comedian make this joke the other day. There's only two states that flex about where they're from, no matter where in that state they're from.
Oh, God.
One, of course, is Texas. The other one is New Jersey. New Jersey flexes a lot, considering it's a state that's mostly trees. And it has the highest bear capita of any state in the United States. Bear. There's lots of bears. No, not that kind of bear. Like actual bears. Actual bears.
Bears beats Battlestar Galactica.
That's right, Dwight Schrute.
Yes.
So.
Love it.
There is a controversy in the National Football League, and it has to do with a social media post made by the Los Angeles Chargers. Some consider the Los Angeles Chargers to have the best social media team in all of the NFL. During Sunday's Chargers-Cowboys game, where the Chargers won 34-17, a post was made about Cowboys center Cooper Beebe. There was a video that the Chargers posted where they edited a video of Beebe yelling what he says was a line call. They put an expletive in captions over while he was pointing at the Chargers' Dan Henley. And in this video that they posted, the caption was, LOL, instant karma. Beebe shared the video saying, I literally said whole R. That's our call versus the Abbey front. Imagine bleeping out what I said to make me seem racist. You guys are POS Chargers. And it's true because everything was X'd out except for R by that post. Here is how that sounded in case you wanted a little additional context.
What? You called me a... Oh, okay. Appreciate it. Ooh, hey, that's good you said bad words. He was talking to me. He called me a bad word. I don't know what he said. He said something, he pointed at me. He called me a bad word. That's called karma. Instant karma. You keep pointing at me, it's going to happen again. There you go. He might be all right now.
So that's Dan Henley, who was mic'd up for that situation right there. The Chargers' original video was deleted.
The response from Cooper Beebe has been deleted. I don't know what happened. When you censor those words out, no one's going to know what happened. This guy clearly did not hear what Cooper Beebe was saying, in my opinion. To the point where he says, I don't know what he said, but he said something.
Yeah, exactly.
Like when you're mic'd up, you're going to play things up.
Well, yeah, of course.
Because everyone wants their social media moment.
This is viral.
This is a very weird story. And the Chargers social media team, someone might have gotten canned.
Ooh, you think so?
Oh, yeah. Someone must have gotten canned for this.
That's possible.
I mean, you do not make a lot of money to be running the social media of an NFL team. That's one of those jobs where you hope you can use it to get from point A to point B.
Yeah.
Hey, I'll say one thing about social media real quick. The Texans. The social media team for the Texans has been cooking this year. Halo themes they've been coming out with, it's awesome.
The Halo themes?
Yeah, they've been doing some like Halo-like edits. It's like very cool. It's on their Twitter, X, whatever you want to call it, on their Instagram as well, I believe. But check those out. They're really cool.
We talked about yesterday the Bud Light promotion that they did where they had a giant Bud Light can in, I believe, Herman Park.
Mm.
And it was because what they were going to do was, from Huntsville, launch essentially a spacecraft of sorts that carried a lot of Bud Light cans.
Oh, wow.
And they had a robo hand at negative 90 degrees pour a Bud Light in outer space into a glass. They caught it all on camera. I don't know how they did it. And shout out to the team, and I forget their name off the top of my head, that teamed up with the Texans to launch it into space. But it was very cool. We talked about it on yesterday's show.
That's kind of wild.
Their social media team trending up. Chargers social media team seemingly accusing people of being, at least in the eyes of Cooper Beebe, racist, if not worse. They are trending down. And now they got the Texans on Sunday.
Uh-oh.
We got all kind of beef in this game.
Oopsies.
Beef on the field, beef in social media. There's all kind of stuff going on.
Figgy's mixtape featuring DJ Pauly G continues. This is embarrassing.
DJ.
The Pittsburgh Pirates, for the first time in a very long time, have signed a free agent player to a multi-year deal. Chris Partee, can you guess how long it's been since the Pirates signed a free agent to a multi-year deal after signing Ryan O'Hearn to a multi-year deal?
Former Bearcat, baby.
Sam Houston State, shout out.
Yeah.
I'm a free agent. Oof. I'm going to say it's been 20 years.
Almost. The fact that it's been almost 10 is ridiculous.
Yeah.
December 27th, 2016, they signed Ivan Nova to a three-year, $26 million deal. Ryan O'Hearn, guess how long they signed him for? 2 years! 2 years, $29 million. It took them 9 years to sign a free agent to a multi-year deal. The Pirates are one of many embarrassments across baseball that are a reflection of how ownership is such a massive issue in that sport. There will likely be a lockout since the Dodgers won the World Series because baseball's owners, cowards that they are, outside of Jim Crane, who to his credit spends money, even if you don't maybe like the way he does things behind the scenes, are one of many teams, these Pirates, that have an ownership who hides, who acts like, oh, we don't have enough money.
Yeah.
But these teams are all making profits. They're all increasing in value every single year.
All these TV deals and revenue. Come on, man. Stop it.
To go 9 years between giving guys a multi-year contract and free agency, and the deal that you gave out is for 2 years, is unbelievable.
That's hilarious.
Even for baseball, even for the Pirates, and even for all the other teams in the sport.
That is hilarious.
Mm-hmm. More from Figgy's mixtape featuring DJ Pauly G. A Sugarland plastic surgeon is indicted.
Uh-oh.
He has been accused of performing surgery while intoxicated. Dr. Azul Shirazali Jaffer is charged with performing surgery while intoxicated, a felony offense. He reportedly performed the surgery on August 12th while intoxicated. What kind of surgery?
I was gonna say, what kind of a surgeon is he?
He plastic surgery for more than 24 years. He's listed as a 5-star rated surgeon on his website. He was arrested Monday following the indictment. Did he do it upstairs? Was it downstairs? There's so many jobs that are done these days. Was it a rhinoplasty?
I mean, it could have been a calf implant.
Oh, I would have loved a calf implant. I think you know this about me. I want calf implants.
Do you really?
Dude, I got little spindly little calves, man. It's the worst.
I got huge calves. I'll give you some of mine.
Must be nice. Must be nice. Yeah, you got nice forearms, too. Not to make you uncomfortable, you got good arms. You know, I got these, I got big old pecs relative to the rest of my frame, but and a donk per the girlfriend, but no calves and no forearms, and it drives me crazy. It's because my Irish ancestors were probably reaching through grates to acquire potatoes and stuff. You know, you had to be spindly.
Hey, man, you got to work with what you got, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
But I want to know what this man was
operating
on while intoxicated. Yeah, but
it doesn't say.
No, it doesn't say, but I imagine he will not be performing any above board plastic surgery anytime soon. Is that what he turns to next?
Hey, you just go to another country and do it.
Yeah, that's true. Don't matter. I'm sure that the world needs plastic surgeons everywhere.
He said he's a 5-star guy, right? So
5 stars, yeah. You go to Turkey, start giving people hair?
Maybe he was doing BBLs.
BBLs. Listen, I have no issue with the upstairs implants. No issues with it. To each their own. I'm never going to tell a woman what to do or not to do with their body, but the BBLs do not look good, and they should not be done.
They've gotten out of hand.
Yeah.
They've gotten out of hand.
They look completely ridiculous.
I'll be honest with you here, and this is, and I've loved Houston since I've been here almost a year and a half. I was surprised at how many BBLs are walking around in Houston.
Oh, yeah.
When I got here, I was shocked. I couldn't believe it.
We got money.
I could not believe it.
That's that moolah.
No, but no.
Oil money from daddy.
Not just people with money.
Oh.
There's a lot of BBLs running around.
And you can tell they're BBLs.
Yeah.
You always can.
You can tell.
You know, you don't always know with a fake set upstairs, but you do always know.
You gotta get a little closer for that.
Yeah, and by the way, sorry to sound like a pervert here, but as I was told by a wise man once, you know, if they don't come off in the shower, like, that doesn't, you know, they're real. Oh, why you got a nitpick? You know, unless they're looking all Cookie Monster-esque or something like that. Well, I'm just saying.
Cookie Monster.
Well, you know, say certain points are.
I get it.
In
I understand they going to, yeah, hey. Different. Looking at two different ends of the room.
Anyway, sorry, everybody. I know this is a family program. In the Loop, Sports Radio 610. No John. No Reggie. It is Paul, Chris, sitting in, calling behind the glass in for Figgy Fig. A Houston man crashed into the leasing office of an apartment complex and nearly into the pool. No injuries, but the images of this are very impressive. I saw this on Channel 11's website. How do you drive through a building?
Was he intoxicated?
I would think so. Or they might have been, let's be honest, an older person. Too.
Oh.
You know, you always see that there's a billboard that's not too far from where this station is that I see on the highway. And generally, whenever I was going downtown, you see Silver Alert. Person in Buick, and I'm like, of course it's the Buicks. Goodness for whatever gracious. Reason. It seems like the vehicle of choice of
Buick,
of the
Buick,
elderly.
Buick has kind of always been like the older person kind of, unless you're from the Bay Area like I am, and the Buick LeSabre, we called it a scraper back in the day.
The scraper, why?
The scraper, because the Bay Area is different. It's kind of a rap thing. Rap. Yeah.
Okay.
Scraping down the street.
Ah.
Hanging out the doors, door riding down the street, doors open.
Was it a low riding kind of car?
Not supposed to be.
Okay.
Supposed to be.
You see that here too, where people make the car just unnecessarily low. You're a crazy person if you're altering your car in Houston, Texas to a point where you are lowering it to the ground. With all the potholes on these terrible roads?
Yeah, these roads are something else.
Yeah, I've seen a couple people, the car looks great, but I'm like, you're nuts if you're driving in a car that looks like it's got no suspension whatsoever and is like essentially just dragging on the ground.
Sometimes you just go for it, man. Just go for it.
Buicks are too big of a car. And anyway, sorry.
Think so?
I will gladly endorse Buick, but no, I feel like if you're an older person and you're driving a Buick, they're just longer cars. So like, it's like driving a boat.
They are.
So like, I don't know, get them like a Fiat or something like that. Or a golf cart if you let them drive
Fiat.
Anything. Yeah. Anyway, Speaking of driving, 49ers wide receiver Brandon Ayuk is in trouble. Stadium police are aware of a video that he posted driving around the 49ers stadium where he's going 105 miles per hour.
It's not that fast.
It's not that fast.
I mean, yeah, I'm not going to lie. That's not that fast. But in a place that's near something, that is fast. Like if you're driving, I don't know, at a certain point on I-45 up to Dallas or on a certain point driving to Austin, there are a couple of stretches where you can get away with
above
90 miles per hour. I would never, of course.
Yeah, of course you wouldn't, Paul.
I would never.
Have either of you ever been to the Niner Stadium?
No.
Levi's?
No. How is it?
I've been down there. That is not a road where you should be going 105 miles per hour.
Was it winding?
It's like I don't want to say it's a residential area, but it's almost like a residential area.
Oh, God. So Brandon Ayuk was just going 105 miles per hour near all the kids?
Damn. I don't think there were any kids out at the time, but because I saw the video.
Okay.
And it looked like the roads were pretty clear at the time. But that's not a... It's not a place you should be going 105 miles per hour.
No,
but he was trying to make a statement, it looked like.
What exactly, though?
Yeah, what's the statement? Like, I've been a disappointment to the 49ers and I'm a menace to the community? Great.
Yeah, exactly.
Awesome. We love you, Brandon.
It's like, you haven't seen me in months and you ain't going to see me.
Well, yeah. And I mean, didn't they, if I'm not mistaken, and you might know this better than me, Chris, didn't they basically void Brandon Ayuk's guarantees on his deal or something like that?
Yeah. They did something with his contract not too long ago. And Kyle Shanahan came out recently.
They voided his 2026 guarantees because of missed team activity.
Yeah. And Kyle Shanahan said, we haven't seen him in months. He said that recently.
So he's just not even going to the facility.
Because a reporter asked about him. Like, we haven't seen him in months.
Texans? Just kidding.
Do you really want to deal with that headache?
Oh, no. Man.
No.
I could feel it coming a little bit, referring it back to the Texans.
That was a setup right there.
It was
a prime setup.
What team is Brandon Ayuk most likely to sign with next? And on top of that, Texans Chargers on Saturday. We'll talk a little bit more about that, about the Rockets' recent struggles before we get out of here. Merry Christmas, one and all. Paul Gallant and Chris Partee in for John and Reggie in the Loop, Sports Radio 610.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Live from the Mokarum Injury Lawyers Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Adatula.
Merry Christmas, everybody. We appreciate you so much making Sports Radio 610 a part of your daily routine. I'm Paul Gallant. He's Chris Partee. We're both sitting in for John and Reggie on this Christmas Eve. We got Colin Neal behind the glass sitting in for Figgy Fig as well. He has been working all day long. We appreciate the efforts of the
hard-working dude back there behind that glass.
The only Colin Neal. Now, lots of big games tomorrow.
It's actually Chris.
It's actually Chris.
Don't mess with me because I will actually screw it up. I'll be like, wait. You could gaslight me into thinking that
I'm not going to do that. It's Christmas time.
Thank you. I appreciate it. You could do it another time, though. You could definitely mess with me and say, like, actually, what?
You're in here Friday, right?
I am in here Friday.
Okay.
Yeah. Do it Friday.
I'm going to totally forget that I said this.
Right.
Because I've got I do not have the best attention span or the best short-term memory. Now, I want to give a shout-out to the Houston Texans social media team, who once again has put out a great post. This time they did it in reference to the Fallout video game franchise, which I've been playing a little bit of recently, Fallout New Vegas, because there was a television show. It's the best video game adaptation of any television show that there's ever been, or video game adaptation by any television show.
We know what you mean.
Fallout. It's great. It's fantastic. It's on Prime. Anyway, it sounds like I'm promoting all these big wig social media streaming companies that you're going to be watching NFL games on.
Of course.
This should be on regular TV, but it's fine.
It should.
an underwhelming slate of NFL games tomorrow on Christmas Day. You got the Cowboys and Commanders at noon. Both teams eliminated. Dak Prescott at least playing for Dallas. But on the other side of things, the Commanders are going to start Houston Texans legend and legend of half the NFL, Josh Johnson, his first start since 2021. Marcus Mariota is out with a quad injury. It is Johnson's 10th career start, the first since week 9 of 2021 with the Ravens. He actually does have a win as a starter with Washington back in 2018.
So was he 1-1 in something?
It's a great question. I think he is better than 1-10, but Josh Johnson has played for so many teams over the course of his career. So that little
story 9 or 10, right? 9 or 10, or is it more than that?
I think it's more. Let's just roll through all the teams he has quarterbacked as quickly as I can. This actually takes up the full screen on Wikipedia. Buccaneers, 49ers, Sacramento Mountain Lions, Cleveland Browns, Cincinnati Bengals, San Francisco 49ers, Cincinnati Bengals, New York Jets, Indianapolis Colts, Buffalo Bills, Baltimore Ravens, New York Giants, Houston Texans, Oakland Raiders, San Diego Fleet, Washington Redskins, Detroit Lions, Los Angeles Wildcats, San Francisco 49ers, New York Jets, Baltimore Ravens, Denver Broncos, San Francisco 49ers, Baltimore Ravens, Washington Commanders. Shout out to Josh Johnson, who is still making it happen at 39 years old.
And some of those are multiple stints.
Yeah.
With some of the Niners and Washington.
Some of them, this might be his third go-around. I don't even know.
This is the second with Washington.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you're right.
And he had three stints with the Niners.
Three. Holy smokes.
That's crazy.
Shout out to a guy who has found a way to stay in the league. I hope he has earned a lot of money over the course of his career.
I think he's done all right.
Yeah, I think so as well. If you're still getting backup quarterback money.
You can make a good living as a backup in the NFL.
A backup quarterback is the ideal job.
You're not going to get that $100 million deal.
You don't have to do that.
Not going to get that, but you can make good money as a backup.
You just have to stay in decent enough shape and be remotely athletic for the entirety of your career.
You know what helps too? Just be likable. Be likable.
Yeah.
No, you still have to have some talent, but be likable.
Be likable.
You can't be a jerk.
No.
And then once you can't be a starter anymore, no one's going to hire you.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, you got to be likable.
Yeah. Russell Wilson is trying to become likable. It's not going so great for
him. He's dangerous.
He's a different dislikable, though.
Because he's fake.
I think
he's not mean. He's
fake. He's not mean at all.
He's
fake,
and I don't think he really opens up to other people, and I think that makes a lot of people wary around him. That's the first game on Christmas Day, the Cowboys and the Commanders. You can hear it right here on Sports Radio 610.
There we go.
Matchup. Dallas, an 8.5-point favorite in that game. Lions-Vikings, 3:30 on Netflix. Lions are 7.5-point favorites.
Ooh, goodness.
The Vikings will not be starting J.J. McCarthy, who is out yet again with an injury.
Hand fracture.
The Lions are barely alive.
They are hanging by a thread.
Right. They're 8-7.
They need so much help.
Right.
Outside of just winning.
Right. They need to catch the Packers. That's essentially it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, must win game for the Lions. The Lions are at least fun to watch offensively. The Vikings, for what it's worth, have won 3 in a row with J.J. McCarthy largely under center, but none of those wins are particularly impressive. Who's the guy that's going to start for the Vikings tomorrow?
Max Brosmer.
Yeah, okay.
Brosmer, however you say it.
Carson Wentz was trying to play on a busted shoulder, and he was still a better option. Phillip Rivers probably a better option than this Brosmer fella.
He's a rookie.
Well,
yes, undrafted rookie.
Well, he does have the goofiest bad play of the season.
Yeah, that was not great. That was not great. That was not even average.
If you don't know what I'm talking about, where he was trailing backwards from the red zone, about to get sacked, throws it anyway.
He just tossed it up.
Pick six
to the house.
Although that's not as bad as what happened a few years ago, Raiders versus Patriots, when when the Patriots had to do a little backyard football lateral into the Raiders player, I forgot who it was, and intercepted it, and then stiff-armed. I think that was it's not Drake May.
It was Mac Jones.
It was Mac Jones.
Yeah. Patriots legend Chandler Jones is doing it over Mac Jones. And I think the guy who threw it back across the field, I think it was someone who should have known better. I think it was Jacoby Myers.
Oh.
I remember watching that because I'm a Patriots fan. I was watching that game. And
you were disgusted.
I was watching with a Patriots t-shirt on it. And some guy came over and was telling me about his bets. And I was like, I don't give a
a bleep.
Oh, were you like at a bar?
Yeah, I was at a bar. Okay. I'm watching the game by myself at a bar because whenever I have the chance to watch a Patriots game, I will go to a bar and watch it.
Okay.
And
you don't want to be bothered too much?
I don't mind being bothered, but I do not care about your bets and I don't care about your fantasy
team. I don't give a damn.
I don't care. I don't care. You could be lying for all I care. I still wouldn't care. I wouldn't. You could be hitting everything. You could get every pick you've ever had right. I don't care. I don't care about your picks. I don't care about your fantasy team. In fact, bleep your picks and bleep your fantasy team. And imagine you're watching a game and this guy is trying to tell you, like, yeah, I got like a bit. It's a tense game in overtime and my favorite team just did the stupidest play I've ever seen. I don't want to talk about your picks. Yeah, man. So anyway, back to my picks. F you!
Back to my picks.
F you! Anyway, it's Christmas Eve, everybody. One more
He's
game.
Getting it all out of his system. This is it right here.
He's gonna be so positive.
He's
tomorrow.
Getting it all out, man.
Yeah, he almost went full on.
Yeah, right?
Christmas Day, the late game. The Denver Broncos against the Kansas City Chiefs. That's going to be an interesting game. The Broncos are 13.5-point favorites. As they try to rebound from that awful loss to the Jaguars last week. Gardner Minshew, not going to be starting for them at quarterback.
Nope.
Which means
hurt his knee.
That they will be playing
Chris Ala something.
Yeah.
I can't remember how to pronounce it, but.
Chris Aladente.
Aladuke, something like that.
Chris Alimony.
Yeah, that's his name.
Yeah, something like that. Listen, it's a rough slate of NFL games.
It is tough, partially because of the injuries, but then partially because a lot of these teams are kind of out of it, or are out of it. Most of them are out of the hunt.
Very much out of it.
So, yeah.
The Lions are the only team with a pulse that are playing tomorrow. So, definitely a slate that in the preseason maybe looked decent. It's a bad one.
These Christmas games should somehow be flexible, to be able to flex out. Within like a month of them happening. I know you can't do it.
It's just a short week.
Logistically, you can't do it. But, I mean, if you could.
If Christmas was on a Saturday or a Sunday, would it be a little bit easier this year? Alas, earwax. There are, at the very least, 5 NBA games to watch this Christmas Day. And actually, all of them are pretty good in their own way. You've got the Cavs and the Knicks. That's a solid game. You've got the Spurs and the Thunder. The Spurs just kicked the Thunder's ass last night.
They've beat them twice already this year.
Spurs are ahead in the rebuild of the Rockets. Just saying.
Think so?
Yeah, and it helps to have a guy like Wemby. But Wemby and that Spurs team have the Thunder's number. Who would have thought we'd be saying that about anybody?
And they could potentially have a third straight Rookie of the Year with Dylan Harper.
Oh, boy.
That's great. I mean, I've watched them. They're good.
Not to be
they
confused with another Dylan Harper, by the way.
Just
make that clear for
you. Yeah, sorry about that.
Okay. Anyway, I'll tell you about the air about that one. Spurs, Thunder. We talked about that one. Spurs are the Thunder are 8.5-point favorites in that game. Mavericks, Warriors. Will Draymond Green have another temper tantrum and leave the game with a couple of minutes left?
That's possible.
Always possible.
That's possible.
Always possible.
I like Draymond, but yeah, it's possible.
Cooper Flagg's playing well. The Mavericks beat the Nuggets last night, which the Rockets were unable to do over the first time that the Rockets and Nuggets played. But hey, the last time around, the Rockets did win. It's the last win that they've had over a stretch where they've lost 4 or 5. The Rockets play the Lakers tomorrow night. That game tips off 7 o'clock on ABC. That'll be a fun one. We will see.
Rockets bounce back.
We'll see if LeBron plays. We'll see if the Rockets' key players play. I imagine Ime's going to want him to play just given what happened last night against the Clippers. And then the light game is the Minnesota Timberwolves and Denver Nuggets.
Yeah.
It's a good game of NBA game. Good day of NBA games.
It's a nice slate they got there. Nice slate. Yeah.
Well, Chris.
It's been fun.
It's been fun. Colin, it's been fun. You got your names right this time. So that was fun for me.
Yes, you did.
But we're going to do this again real soon, right?
We are. Friday, we will be sitting in for us. Clint Stern is on TV. Look at that.
Right.
Thanks for Mokarum injury law. We will be sitting in for John and for Reggie again. We hope you guys have a Merry Christmas. Thank you so much for making Sports Radio 610 a part of your holiday routine. I am merely Paul Gallant. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide some type of way. I don't know if I could say that other word today, but have yourself a merry, merry holiday. That's it.
Here we go.
Merry Christmas. We'll see you on Friday.
Peace.
Peace.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.